show. So oh, you got man. you got $2 in coins, $2 in food stamps, and $2 in bills.
$2 on my debit card and $2 on food stamp card.
Why that sound like some shit I did the other day, but except I wasn't buying nothing like I needed. I was buying beer. So
I was gonna go to the gas station and get some donut sticks and a fucking soda.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess that's slightly, well, I mean, it's legal, so I guess we're on the same page, except I should have had donuts.
Donut sticks and liquor ain't that much.
Nah, they ain't, but I like donut sticks though. Donut sticks are the shit.
Yeah, I don't last as long.
Oh no, nah, it's gone at the like point 20 seconds.
What's my theme song?
I'm in love with the Coco.
That's my theme song. I need you to not say that in public. Thank you.
Nigga, ain't nobody here. That's I'm Dolo.
What's my song?
That's my jam.
It'd be like this shit right here, nigga. You know what? It's me going. He said, "Horde, shut your goofy ass up."
I was doing my best. West Coast the impersonation.
Say wash.
Huh?
Them be the same motherfuckers that say wash. They say hard.
I don't know. It's funny to hear people that have like, I don't know what area of California that is where they speak like that. But that's
the Midwest too. They say wash.
A word. It's like certain places they say the R hard as fuck.
Yeah,
like
you gotta go wash clothes. I'm like, you do know that this word has no R in it, like no arsh, no R, no none of that.
Arsh. And like he was saying City Hall. I think he started off by saying
motherfuckers don't have enough organization and enough sense to keep their fucking mouth shut about shit. That's the problem.
That's another thing too.
Everybody fucking wants somebody to know what the fuck they're doing. And half these motherfuckers ain't really understanding what the fuck kind of risk they're taking by talking about that shit or by doing it. Like,
right, I get it. Y'all motivation is money, but what motivation would y'all have if y'all didn't
have that?
If you woke up tomorrow morning and everybody was going ape shit because they didn't know how the fucking monetary system collapsed overnight, What would you do, my nigga? And then that was one question, and then I was gonna ask them, like, because I did ask him but I didn't get it on, I didn't record it. I was gonna ask him, I had asked him, what does SGM stand for? Because I didn't even know what the fuck that's the acronym was for. And he was
what
like,
is that?
SGM.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, SGM stands for. It stands for Savage Gang Mafia.
Crickets. Well, don't have to ask why I know nothing about that.
Tell me who you are.
Who you are.
I've been looking for you.
I've been looking for you.
I know that you exist. Can't be very far. I remember you from last November. You brought sunshine to my autumn, the perfect stranger to my eyes. When they fell upon you, you caught them. I wish the months would pass so I can come across you again. This time I keep you all year. Where are you, sweet November? Tell me where you are. I wish to know your name. So quickly walked away. Oh, oh, oh.
should be ashamed.
Be ashamed.
I remember you from last November. You brought sunshine to my autumn, the perfect stranger to my eyes. When they fell upon you, you caught them. I wish the months would pass so I can come across you again. This time I keep you all year. Where are you, sweet November? Guess I missed my chance. The coward in me let you get away. It comes as no surprise. Oh, oh, oh. When I close my eyes, I see your face. From last November, you brought sunshine to my autumn, the perfect stranger to my eyes. When they fell upon you, you caught them. I wish the months would pass so I can come across you again. This time I keep you all year. Where are you, sweet November?
Hold on, I cannot hear you.
Well,
you're cutting in and out.
If you stop.
And I'm getting ice.
Yeah. Leave the ice alone. Just drink it warm.
I mean, girl, you're cutting out whether I'm getting ice or not.
I pop you.
I said, hold on. Because I can't listen to both and shit.
Because I bet you most of the majority of the beefs and shit don't be over some, like, legit shit. Like, it be over, like, oh, you fuck my bitch. Well, okay, both of y'all fuck that bitch. Okay, these Jones is for everybody. If you not married to that bitch, you really don't need to be mad. Like, just fuck.
Nah, fuck that. If we're friends, I know it's different with dudes, but if we're friends, you know I fuck somebody, you don't fuck them. Period. Because that shit's complicated. You don't know how two motherfuckers really feel about each other, and you ain't gonna find out till you drop your dick in that bitch. Anyways, because I've seen motherfuckers I know really get into it and go in. No, me and my friend, first of all, only one of my friends and me like the same kind of niggas, and we figured that shit out early at like 15 and made a rule, bitch. If we both like him, that nigga's off limits. He's eye candy and gossip. Period. We just gonna treat him like a piece of meat and go our separate way.
It's like you're built to debate. Cause you got hype.
Built to what?
It's almost like you built the debate. I felt like you lightweight had a flashback out of this bitch. Like I did.
If I'm passionate about something, then yeah, no, I don't have them issues. Cause I'm never gonna date two niggas I know each other, and me and my friends don't date the same niggas. But I done seen it happen. Like that shit's depressing as hell. Two motherfuckers, you know, over some dick. Why? Why? Male attention, and he don't even be really having no dick. That shit's mind-boggling too.
Wow.
Just been away for half a nut. You just go, why you go so long without fucking? Because, A, there's nobody around that's the prospect, and B, that motherfucker was a prospect, he gonna end up turning out probably not to be worth it. 75% out of the goddamn time.
Right. Plus,
I'm telling you, I'm on that cup test now. My brother, bitch, he bring her home. She don't smell right. He roll over and fall asleep. For real, I'm going to get a nigga excited. Right. I'm going to roll over and go right the fuck to sleep.
Hell no.
Obviously, too.
You must not. He must not going to be coming to your spot. You must going to be going to his shit. Because I'm about to say, I kicked that motherfucker out. You better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Right. That's where I'm at now. Ain't nobody come to my house until, nigga, everything in the house is mine, including your ass. So, that's how I feel. Because I did everything backwards starting out. Like, I never go to niggas' house and fuck. When I started fucking, I had my own shit. So, if I talk to somebody, me and my ex live together, and he's my first, and then after that, I was like, nigga, you might come over or whatever, but nah, fuck that. I need to see where you stay at first. I'm pretty much for most shit, but obviously everybody has their quirks. Certain shit, even if it's weird, that they just ain't going for. So that's where that conversation comes in. Nigga, you are not don't do this, because if you do this, I'm going to respond like this.
Hell yeah, because I remember before that ass, before everybody got comfortable talking about licking ass, I remember my
it wasn't even that motherfuckers wasn't comfortable. It's just that you want to talk about licking ass with a motherfucker who's licking ass, or motherfuckers who get their ass licked want to talk with other motherfuckers who get their ass licked.
I mean,
because the motherfuckers that ain't experiencing that shit really don't get it.
Because, nigga, if, like, okay, I told you about my experience, but for the sake of philosophy, I say it again. Like, that motherfucker scared the shit out of me. Because it went from a blowjob to, like, my leg going up real quick. And then she was like, nah, calm down. I was like, no. And she was like, just chill. I was like, it's no.
She said what?
She was like, chill or some shit like that. And I'm like, nigga, fuck no. Because it was my son's mother. My son's mother was
a safe word.
I ain't think about that shit. My son's mother, she
mix.
I used to joke how she lift weights. How she used to lift weights. But I didn't really think that she still had strength from when she stopped doing that shit. That motherfucker had, look, I said, God damn, bitch, I feel like I'm getting raped. But like a few seconds after, I don't know if she just hit a sweet spot or what, but after a while, I was like,
that's called the prostate
clinic. I said, damn. I said, this
whole conversation is funny as hell. My ex had did it, and then he gonna ask me, like, afterwards, what did you think when I started? I remember. And see, because I started fucking so late, like, I remember certain shit, like exactly what I was thinking, what the fuck was happening. So I'm running the whole damn inner dialogue, like, is that's my booty? Like, that's my booty. Oh my God, that's my ass.
Nigga,
he's licking it. What am I gonna do with my life?
Why your shit? Your shit sound like the fucking skit from The Love Below.
That is my booty. I feel like 748. Where's my penny? that's my booty.
Now, I think one of my exes, no, this one chick I was dealing with, she didn't let me know that she, like, get her ass lit. And I was eating a pussy, though.
She just tossed her booty up into you.
Well, see, I was already from behind anyway, because we was fucking from behind. And then, like, I just started eating the pussy. And then I went up too high. And I licked that hole, and, like, her head went up in elation, and I was like, whoa, nah, that's not what this is right now. That was an accident.
Make your booty shine.
I did the same thing that I do when I'm talking. I breeze right past that shit like it didn't happen. I was like, oh, that was an accident. Plus,
lessons learned.
Plus,
there's this boy I used to like. My first love was a
thank you for cutting
boy.
Me off.
He used to live in the Virgin Islands, so we used to talk on the phone and shit. But half the time, I wasn't really, like, I'd be on the phone, like, just smirking and shit and talking plenty shit. And he'd be super into it, and I'd just be sitting there talking plenty shit.
See. I'm not even going to say what I was going
to say. Like, 50% of the time, I'd just be sitting there. Sure. And maybe the other 50% of the time, I might try to get off, but I can't be sitting on the phone talking to you and trying. No, I'm never going to get off like this. Excuse me, I'm going to sit here and breathe heavy for a second. Do you mind? The fuck? I got to concentrate. I don't know about you.
Nigga, you gotta know if they just as nasty as you are, and like freaky as you are.
But that's, some of that stuff is gonna come up in conversation when y'all get comfortable with each other. And as long as everything's right, the rest of that shit can be learned, compromised on. Can you use this to get where we going? That's the important question.
I'm just saying, I don't want to be, because I'm one of those most...
I'm not the kind of motherfucker to wait and make nobody I want to fuck wait forever.
No. There's too many people on this planet.
But at the same time, I'm not just gonna go just to test your dick out. First, I need to see if I like you genuinely. Because I'm not on that casual shit no more. Don't have time. Don't have the right attitude to deal with motherfuckers I don't care about, huh?
Yeah, it's all about the specific person, because I wouldn't necessarily recommend just throwing your pussy in the air like sunshine, like old buddy said, but...
Here's the thing with casual shit in my experience. A.
Preach.
They're gonna get attached. B. I'm gonna be an asshole because I don't really care enough about you not to be. Or C. I'm gonna get attached, which is highly unlikely if we've already established what it is, but still possible.
Yeah.
So... I'm not on that casual shit. I don't want to fuck that bad when I got rechargeable batteries and I know that 5.6 inches. Why would I even bother? Like, no, I'm cool.
Coco cool.
I know one thing. After reading that damn thing, I'm gonna pay close attention to motherfuckers' thumbs. I bet you.
Oh yeah, I remember you telling me.
Because I read that shit, and I was, the whole time I was reading it, I was like, "This shit's so real."
You know what?
I can't believe they really can tell.
I ain't gonna front. I was, every time I saw a bitch, I was looking in her eyes like. And then they look at me like, this nigga is creepy as shit. Let me move out the way.
This explains so much. It explains stalkers. It explains everything.
Oh no.
That shit explains stalkers, premature ejaculation, all kind of ignorance. My told my friend, I was like, this shit is so you. You remember, I think I was talking to you about it. Her cervix is bent, so she don't like me from the back. Like, bitch, now I know.
Oh, that's unfortunate. See, that's the type of shit that you gotta know up front. Because fuck around with me, I'll fuck around, throw your ass on your back, and then something like just.
She don't like it from. Like doggy
style. Yeah.
But I don't think she's gonna not say something if a motherfucker tries to put her in.
Yeah, see, that's the shit I need to know before we start fucking, cause I don't wanna, I need to know exactly what you do and what you do not like, so that I don't fuck around and be fucking and then
that's what I'm saying.
I get in the heat of the moment, sure, grab your butt cheek and stick my thumb in your butt, you freak out.
You should. Y'all ain't talk enough if you don't know how freaky a motherfucker is when y'all fucking. Like. My phone die. Yo talking ass.
Well.
Yeah, I have 1% and I just realized it. That's all. It's good I realized it.
Well, that's...
Matter of fact, let me get some juice and call you back because I'm finna go to the store. I want to take my phone with me.
I was about to say, get some juice, nigga. Did you get too many memories? I need some juice.
No, I'm saying.
It was horrible. I'm gonna edit that part out.
But I don't want to cut off in the middle of the phone.
I got you, my nigga.
And I want to walk to the stove. Okay, call you in a sec. Why is it not hanging up?
I was just trying to do the same shit. Oh, I ain't do shit but hit mute.